I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 100 trillion microbes live inside and on the surface of the human body. And these bacteria, viruses, and fungi appear to play an important role in maintaining good health, and they also play a role in the development of certain diseases. To talk about the human microbiome is Dr. Michael Schmidt. He's a professor in the College of Medicine in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at MUSC, and he is one of the hosts of the internationally recognized podcast called This Week in Microbiology. Dr. Schmidt, explain a bit more about this diverse community of microbes that live within our body.
It's truly a remarkable story. For every microbial cell, there's one human cell. We're in an equilibrium with our microbial friends. And these microbes that are in us and on us are doing very important jobs to maintain our health.
And how do these microbes impact our health in positive ways?
They actually regulate our blood pressure, keeping it down. So that if you get excited, the microbes are making small molecules that interact with our blood pressure control mechanisms and help us maintain our pressures.
Other benefits to our health from microbes?
One of the best examples is the microbe that causes ulcers. You think a bacterium that would give us disease is bad. But here, when you're a tiny tot, if you have the organism in your stomach that causes an ulcer, it will actually limit the effects of you developing asthma. So the organism that's responsible for giving you an ulcer in your 30s will actually prevent you from developing asthma when you're a toddler.
Do we know much about how microbes contribute to specific diseases?
We know that microbes cause infections. We go to the doctor all the time to get infections treated. But the microbiome is thought to influence metabolic syndrome for the better and for the worse. And so what we're now trying to understand is how our microbiome can be manipulated to reverse those bad outcomes associated with metabolic syndrome, which results then into type 2 diabetes and all the other associated problems affiliated with metabolic syndrome.
And I understand a lot of research has been going on related to the human microbiome. Why is that?
Well, we've been using microbes since we've sort of began to capture food. And, you know, we've been making cheese and yogurt for thousands of years, and we've only now appreciated the significance of using microbes to benefit health. And what we're now doing is careful studies to understand how we might manipulate our microbial friends to do better things for us.
Dr. Schmidt, this is fairly complex. How are researchers pinpointing these exact associations between health and health conditions and problems and microbes?
Well, as you can imagine, Bobby, not all humans are alike. We don't eat the same thing. So much of this work is being studied in animal models. And we're only now beginning to slowly roll it out to human trials once we really understand it well in animals.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this update about the human microbiome.
Thanks, Bobby. I always enjoy talking with you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.